KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today, Lutheran Services in America's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy, Sarah Dobson. How are you, Sarah?
I'm well. How are you, John? Thank you for having me.
Oh, sure. First of all, before we even get too deep into this, let's talk a bit about Lutheran Services in America and what you all do.
Sure, thank you. So Lutheran Services in America leads one of the largest health and human services networks in the country, with over 300 Lutheran social ministry organizations. And those organizations operate with over $22 billion in annual revenue. So the people who work in our member organizations help improve the lives of 1 in 50 Americans every year. As the national network, we work, and my colleagues and I work, to empower our faith-based member organizations in lifting up the nation's most vulnerable people. So that includes working with and providing services to seniors, to children, to people with disabilities, along with veterans, refugees, and the homeless. And we work in 1,400 communities in 45 states across the country. We're really deeply embedded in these communities where our members work. In some cases, they provided services for over 150 years. So our nonpartisan faith-based advocacy voice is really critically important to lawmakers, and including members of Congress and their staff members. And one of the things we're especially working on right now is highlighting the extraordinary work that our members are doing around the country during this public health crisis, especially our members like Emmanuel Lutheran Community.
So is this the frontline hero story?
Yeah. So
all right. Good. I got it.
Yeah.
So tell me about the frontline heroes program.
Sure. So we're working an ongoing series that we're featuring on our website, lutheranservices.org, and that's something where we're trying to really highlight a number of our member organizations who are making a critical difference during the pandemic and some of the really especially outstanding work that they're doing. So one great example is Emmanuel Lutheran Communities in Kalispell, led by their CEO, Jason Kronk, and they've really gone above and beyond to put in place critical protocols to protect their residents during this time, but they're also really aiming to ensure their residents feel connected despite the need for social distancing. They're making a lot of arrangements for the families of those residents to connect to their loved ones regularly through social media and phone and video conferencing. And we don't have to look far for another example. St. John's United in Billings, Montana, provides a wide array of services to seniors and families and children. And even before the pandemic hit, they were experiencing, as many others are, a shortage of what's called certified nursing assistants. And so they took action, and they started the St. John's United Nursing Apprenticeship Fellowship in partnership with Billings Public School and Miley Community College. And that's a program that provides students with experience in nursing as early as their junior year in high school. And it offers them credits that they can apply to college tuition, up to $8,000 a year. So it's a really valuable program for both sides. And they're hoping that this will enable their apprentices to graduate from college without debt. But then they also come out with first-class healthcare experience under their belt, which will help on both sides, help our providers address some of the staffing shortages as well.
And, of course, we hope that they will stay with us at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So all this stuff is wonderful, but without funds to fuel all the work you do, it's not going to work. So what are we doing to make sure that there's enough money in the pipeline here to continue to do all the things that we want to do?
Well, we're working as a network and as our national office to really connect with federal lawmakers and agencies and help them understand these priorities and what's really needed for nonprofits. Our top priority right now is eligibility for nonprofits of all sizes, including those with 500 or more employees, for forgivable loans that will help them address some of these additional financial responsibilities they've taken on as a result of the pandemic. You know, our member networks really do great work in their communities and serving vulnerable people. And they've had to do even more specialized work now as a result of some of the new requirements and just new normal that's happening during this public health crisis. So we're asking lawmakers to address these additional financial needs through the Paycheck Protection Program that was created in the new CARES Act law that was signed into law earlier this spring, that would allow all of these nonprofits, including those with 500 or more employees, to be eligible for forgivable loans. And so that's our top priority, but we're also asking for some other things, some additional funding for grants to nonprofit frontline health and human services providers to help them cover some of those unreimbursed expenses related to the pandemic, things like additional personal protective equipment, PPE, that's become required, additional cleaning services at their facilities, and additional overtime pay and hazard pay that's become required. We're also looking to address getting 100% reimbursement for the cost of unemployment insurance benefits for certain nonprofits who fund those benefits fully themselves at the state level, and then additional funding for programs that benefit children and youth and people with disabilities. You know, our member network, our members are on the front lines caring for people while they're taking extraordinary steps right now to protect both their staff members and the people they're serving. But really, without a lot of these additional resources, they won't be able to meet the increasing needs of people during this crisis.
Wow. That's a lot going on there. Lutheran Services and America's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy, Sarah Dobson. Advocacy, we kind of touched on that. I want to dig a little deeper into that, Sarah, right after this.
Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is Sarah Dobson. She is advocating for all of us through the Lutheran Services in America. And talk with us a little bit now about how you're able to get the ear of these lawmakers and get them to see our needs.
So our member organizations and really their entire staff teams as well, they've really been remarkably strongly engaged with us on our advocacy work at the federal level since March. I mean, they've always been engaged with us, but we've really been going strong since March when we've had to focus on a number of these pandemic relief measures and pieces of legislation coming through Congress. So we've asked all of our network to join us in a number of actions, including tweeting and writing through all types of social media to lawmakers and staff members, calling lawmakers, members of Congress, participating in town hall meetings. Now they're typically virtual town hall meetings, whether that's through an online setting or on the phone, and then sending email messages to staff members and members of Congress. And really, our network has stepped up and then some. They've gone above and beyond what we've been ever seen them do in the past, and that was already great. So, for example, our members and their networks have sent around 2,500 emails to lawmakers so far, and we're still going strong. And we know those messages are having an impact because lawmakers and their staff have told us that, and they seek us out for more information and for kind of the feel of what providers need because they know we're across the country and doing all of these types of services. But we've also seen key changes in previous bills that Congress has been working on since the beginning of this public health emergency. Now, there was originally language in one of the first pieces of legislation that said if an organization got Medicaid funding, for example, they couldn't be eligible for some of these relief funds. And that was obviously a big concern for us, given the work that our members do. And so thanks in part to the advocacy that we did with many of our partners in different coalitions, that was removed.
Well, we've got over 5,000 cases of COVID-19 here in Montana. And here in the Flathead now, we're really pushing 400. A lot of sick people. What sorts of things can we do here in Montana, or are you being doing to make sure that those priorities and needs are met?
Well, we're doing a number of things. You know, we're seeing for our members, we're hearing the biggest ongoing needs that they have are access to personal protective equipment and eligibility for forgivable loans that we talked about, and help providing additional hazard pay to incentivize workers to return to or start jobs in the health and human services area. So our members want to provide great care, but they need some additional support during this time to do that.
Well, Sarah Dobson's our guest, and we'll have some concluding comments from Sarah right after this.
Imagine living in a place where you're surrounded by friends, comfort, and the beauty of the Flathead Valley. Imagine having your needs met, opportunities to learn and grow, and countless options. At Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, you live independently by renting an apartment at Buffalo Hill Terrace on a traditional monthly basis. Maintain your active lifestyle from the comfort of your beautiful apartment home with services and amenities that make everything easier. Take a swim in the pool. Choose to dine in one of our community's restaurants. Participate in art classes or enjoy a lecture. At Emmanuel Lutheran, your day is your own, free from the heavy burdens of home maintenance. To inquire about independent living at Buffalo Hill Terrace, call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is Sarah Dobson. She is the Public Policy and Advocacy Director for Lutheran Services in America. All right, so you've done a real good job, Sarah, of telling us what you're doing. What can we do?
Well, we've got a number of things. We'd love to have your listeners and anyone who's interested engage with us. You know, we've got on our website, which is lutheranservices.org, if you click the advocacy link that you'll see up at the top, we have a section that says take action with us, and we hope you will. We've got a number of ways people can just click. You type in your address. It will connect you with your member of Congress or your senators, and we have messages you can send to them saying, you know, here's what's needed right now. We want you to support us, and here's why. And it's quick and easy, and you can help us even build on our 2,500 emails we've sent so far.
And emails are just as good as regular old snail mail?
Absolutely. You know, I was a former staffer on Capitol Hill myself, and that's probably the biggest way messages are getting through, and especially right now with all kinds of challenges with getting physical mail and staff maybe working from home, emails are a really helpful way to reach them, as is social media as well.
Well, how can we reach out to you?
So you can reach me if you want to reach me directly. I'm sdobson@lutheranservices.org. But certainly folks can find ways to contact us directly on the website as well, and happy to connect with anyone and share more information on all we're doing and why it's so important for seniors and health and services providers, health and human services providers.
What a great conversation. Sarah Dobson, we sure appreciate all that you and Lutheran Services are doing, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. My pleasure.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM. KGEZ.